Scott, can I help you?
Yes, hi, Scott. This is Jasmine from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine. What can I do for you?
Yes, I was just trying to call because I was going over your account checking the dispute we did. If there's an update, but I noticed one more thing, too, is that your payment failed since the 6th of April.
What?
Payment failed for this month.
Why?
That's for the $149.
What? I said I didn't want any extra thing.
Let me check.
Because you were talking about doing something else besides your normal whatever for the 500 or whatever. I said I don't want any extra cost. I don't want, you know, you were talking about like for Facebook advertising or something.
Oh, no, this is no Facebook advertising. We already removed Facebook. That is why there's only $149, because this is just a regular subscription that we have for you.
Is that
This is the SEO. This doesn't have anything to do with the ads.
How much have I been charged so far?
Let me see here.
For everything. I'm very, very disappointed with you guys so far. I think I've only had like 3 leads, and 2 of them were bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
All right, let me just do some calculations. So initially you signed up with $499, okay?
Well, I said 500.
Yeah, 500, and then we reduced it to $249 with only SEO and then Facebook ads. And then what happened is that from 500 to 250, now it's down to 150 and just focusing on SEO. I did look into your dashboard as well, and I do see a total of 19 leads. Did you check on the dashboard?
19 leads?
The most recent one was actually from today.
Yeah, I believe I got one today. I believe I did. But... you're saying I haven't had 19 leads?
That's as far as what I do see in your dashboard, though I'm not able to...
Well, I sure haven't been notified of 19 leads.
Yes, whenever these leads come in, you get to have emails and notifications via text messages. So, yep. I would highly recommend you check on the dashboard as well to see all these leads that I'm seeing out here. The last one is from today, and then the previous one was from the 26th. There's one from the 25th. These are calls. And then, let's see. Yep, these are calls made by potential customers. And then there are also leads coming in from the website. Not necessarily, but I would say not necessarily that they come in, like, every day. But I do see here... one from this month, which is again today. There are 3 from March. There's also 1 from January, and then from when you signed up.
So basically you're saying I've had 5 leads. 3 recently, and then the other 2.
And then there's actually 1 here from when you signed up. Not just 1, though. There's a couple from when you signed up. You may want to check on the dashboard. You're definitely going to...
I'll look on the check. Is all I have to do hit a button that says dashboard or what?
Oh, if you want, I can send you an email with the login credentials and the username and password to your Local Splash dashboard. How's that?
Sure.
You just have to click on the link and then input the username and password.
To me, it's getting a little ridiculous. I mean, I want to be able to get my leads on my phone and have it be on my email, and that's it.
We just send out the leads by email. And I would recommend, instead of just a regular dashboard, you upload our app. We do have an app.
I don't upload apps, ma'am. I'm a very simple person when it comes to business and in computers. Mm-hmm. That's why I say I want it easy. I don't want something that says, hey, you got a lead, and that's it. And that seems like that's just about what it is.
Yeah, so I did look into our SMS history, and I am able to see here the times that we've sent you text messages to inform you that a lead came in.
Yeah, and why doesn't it tell me what the lead is on the phone?
Yes, it does tell you the lead when we send out a text message. We do provide the lead message, the phone number as well.
Okay. Well, I will check. I will try. You please mm-hmm. send me the thing that says how to do the dashboard, and I'll
okay.
go, I'll try to look at it and see what's going on with it. But if something doesn't get figured out soon, I'm just going to be dropping you guys. I was trying to hope you guys were better than Home Advisor or Angie Lee's, whatever you want to call it, and that's not the case so far.
Have a good day. I completely agree, Sam Scott. But rest assured, we're working our best, and you're currently ready.